All right, we have some unbelievably horrifying news coming out of Minnesota, where two Democratic lawmakers were both shot in separate home invasions on the same morning by a gunman wearing body armor and impersonating a police officer. On screen now, you see Representative Melissa Hortman on the left and Senator John Hoffman on the right. This article reads, sources say two Minnesota lawmakers have been shot. Now, this is a rapidly evolving story, so I'm going to give you updates on the state of the victims, on the state of the manhunt, but things are subject to change. I think one thing that we can safely assume is that this was a political attack. Obviously, the investigation will uncover more, but when two Democratic lawmakers are targeted in the exact same way, at the exact same time, and are shot on the same day as Trump's escalatory military parade, you can almost safely assume this is a political attack, and it's not just a one-off. This is a part of a growing pattern that we need to talk about across American politics. But first, can we just hop in and talk about this story in particular? Breaking news, Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and State Representative Melissa Hortman, both Democrats, were reportedly shot in separate home attacks. According to KSTP, both were targeted by a gunman dressed in body armor impersonating a police officer. Senator Hoffman was attacked in Champlin and Representative Hortman in Brooklyn Park. Authorities have launched a manhunt for the suspect described as a white male with brown hair, wearing black body armor, a blue shirt, and blue pants. The condition of both lawmakers remains unknown, and this is a rapidly developing story. Now, there is also a warning to people who live in Minnesota not to open their door for a single police officer. Only open your door if you see two police officers and if you've called your local station to confirm their identities. They are relentlessly saying, do not open your door for a single police officer. That is not something that we should be doing right now. Before I dig a little bit deeper into this, can I just say, this comes at a time when Donald Trump is already threatening our democracy in 100 different ways, and now his top-down escalatory rhetoric is getting his insane MAGA supporters to do this. Now, again, we don't exactly know the intentions or the political implications of this attack, but I don't think it's a stretch to say that when two Democratic lawmakers are shot by a white dude dressed up as a cop, that there are some political implications behind this. And for the past 10 years, Donald Trump's rise to power has been painting Democrats not just as political opponents, but as the enemy of the country, as traitors, enemies of the state. Donald Trump will point at the media and say they're the enemy of the people. He calls Governor Gavin Newsom new scum. And he was just saying throughout this whole week that Governor Newsom is responsible for countless deaths. Imagine being an impressionable American who is already prone to radicalization and you trust Donald Trump more than anybody else. I know it's hard to imagine, but there are people like this. So just imagine you trust Trump more than anybody else and you're easily impressionable. You hear Trump saying that Democrats want to kill you, want to ruin the country, want to end everything. Of course, you are going to be easily radicalized into committing an attack like this. But the scary thing is the way this man leveraged the police force to do this. We also had an emergency alert. BKP PD issuing shelter in place order in 3 mile radius of Edinburgh Golf Course for emergent event. This was the shelter in place order that I was talking about where they said, careful opening your door for cops when there's only one, because that is suspicious. Police are looking for a suspect in multiple targeted shootings who is armed and dangerous. Suspect is white male, brown hair, wearing black body armor over blue shirt and blue pants, and may misrepresent himself as law enforcement. Do not approach. Call 911. And I do want to use this opportunity to say that these protests today are to push back against stuff like this. Let me explain. When Trump is using all of these illiberal, anti-democratic means to get his point across, like targeting universities, lawsuits against law firms, you know, targeting the media, and his supporters are using violence, this is our chance today to have our voice heard in a peaceful, in a very powerful way. I urge you all to be peaceful today. And I also urge you all to join my live stream. We are going live in just about 2 hours. There's a chance that when you're watching this video, we're either already live or we're gearing up to go live. In about 2 hours, we are going live on the ground to cover the No Kings protest, to interview people, to talk to people. It is going to be powerful. Maybe we can have 5,000, 10,000 people watching as we allow our voices to be heard. Just think about how much of a win that is to have thousands of people watching as the voice, as your voice is heard. So go make sure that you have the live stream saved below. You can save the live stream for free, and it'll just pop up on your phone and say, Adam Mockler is live at the protest. And then you get to join. You get to ask questions. It'll be an amazing time. Sorry for that side rant. I do want to talk about the Democratic lawmakers in a little bit more detail, because this story is horrifying. Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman were reportedly shot in their homes by a gunman impersonating a police officer. A manhunt is currently underway in Brooklyn Park for a man pretending to be an officer. Now, the current condition of both lawmakers is unknown. Governor Tim Walz sent a message on X stating that he had activated the State Emergency Operations Center and that law enforcement in Champlain and Brooklyn Park would have the full resources of the state or Minnesota state behind them. This reads, I've activated the State Emergency Operations Center. We are monitoring the situation closely. This is insane. The guy was dressed up like law enforcement. Maybe this is why federal agents around the country need to wear proper uniforms so we know who's real and who's not. This is also an argument for law enforcement needing to not cover their faces. The fact that law enforcement is able to openly cover their face and basically hide their intentions and who they are and their goal is absolutely absurd at a time when people are leveraging that. People are leveraging that to take advantage of it. So it's scary. It's scary when Republicans have spent the past decade painting us as political enemies, and then you see this happening. And let me just draw a distinction, because conservatives would say, oh, you leftists are equally as violent. No. College students doing random sit-in protests on college campuses, or one Waymo car being lit on fire in the middle of the street, is not equivalent to the repeated attacks seen from the right. You can talk about, even if you want to go back, the Tree of Life synagogue shooting. There was a Walmart shooting in El Paso, Texas. There have been dozens and dozens and dozens of right-wing mass shootings over the past decade. I couldn't even list all of them if I wanted to, so we can't let them pivot off of this. And this is only on top of that. Republicans will relentlessly say, oh, Democrats are violent too, but no, it does not come in a top-down manner from our party leaders. Joe Biden or Kamala Harris or Gavin Newsom, whoever you want to say is a leader right now, they're not calling for top-down violence and making up nicknames and saying our country is being stolen. So we cannot afford to normalize this. We cannot treat this like it's just another headline in the slew of headlines this week, because when elected officials are being targeted in their homes and the political right says nothing, this is no longer just a disagreement in policy. This is no longer people protesting about due process in the streets, as we will be today. This is not about policy. This is the breakdown of peaceful political coexistence in our country, and that is how democracies fall. So I do want to say one more time, if you want your voice to be heard, go out and protest today, or you can join our live stream. We have a goal of having a few thousand people watching live and then going up and talking to veterans or people fired by DOGE or people who have been affected by tariffs or vulnerable communities in some way, and just allow people's voices to be heard. I would like to use my platform for that. And if you guys want to help me, then click on the first link in the description and you can notify yourself for the live stream. It'll also be pinned in the comment section below. Be there or be square. Love you all. Peace out.